17-year-old Robert King remembers the very first time he saw it.
It was April 14th, 2013.
King is a Rail fan, the name for members of a worldwide community of passionate, or some might say obsessive, train buffs. On that day, King and Rail fans were busily tracking the inaugural run of a brand new train, the CSX K040, an oil train over 1 mile long hauling raw crude from the Bakken Shale in North Dakota, bound for South Philadelphia.
I'm on my blue and white mountain bike, practically fraught with anticipation, riding my way south down the trail. And finally I see it, this location that I've been thinking about shooting this train from for the past 2 days.
With his camera bag slung over his shoulder, King pedaled his bike to Schuylkill River Park in Center City, up the ramp to a footbridge, overlooking the CSX tracks to wait. But
there's some worry on my mind.
King fretted that another train slated to use the tracks at the same time might ruin his dream photo. So did King get the shot? We'll get to that later. When other folks look at these trains, their worries are more severe than a missed photo op. They're concerned these trains are traveling down old track through populous areas, not just Philly, but Chicago, Albany, and New Jersey as well. They wonder, might an American city awake someday to news like this?
A train carrying crude oil headed for Maine as derailed and exploded in Canada's Quebec province. Look at this explosion in this video.
Seen in another light, this rail traffic is very good news for America's energy economy. Rail shipments are booming as fracking in the Bakken Shale continues to yield a glut of light, sweet crude oil. Without enough pipelines to move it all underground, rail shipments have doubled since this time last year, according to the Energy Information Administration.
2 or 3 years ago, very seldom we heard that oil companies were using rail cars. Everybody now is using rail cars.
Fadel Gate is a senior analyst with the investment bank Oppenheimer. Gate has followed the oil and gas industry for more than 30 years, and it's been decades since he's seen this kind of rail traffic. He finds that a bit unsettling.
But also if the sheer number went from a few hundred rail cars to tens of thousands of rail cars. To my knowledge, we have not expanded the rail line too much. We have not really spent a lot of money on infrastructure.
Gate wonders if our rail lines can handle all this new activity and if increasing traffic on the rails will lead to more accidents.
Thank you. Thank you for the
Pennsylvania's Governor Tom Corbett prefers to focus on the good news part of this equation. In his own way, the governor's also a rail fan. Earlier this summer, Corbett paid a visit to ACF Industries, a rail car manufacturing plant in Milton, Northumberland County. The 114-year-old company closed in 2009, but the growing demand for rail tanker cars has pushed its doors wide open again.
Because it's what you are manufacturing here that is going to allow the oil to be transported across the country from the Bakkens in the Dakotas to Texas. And some of these cars, maybe the next shipment of cars, will be going down to Philadelphia where we were able to save those refineries.
Bakken crude is also a direct cause for the revival of the 140-year-old Sunoco refinery in South Philadelphia. It was set to close when it got new life thanks to a joint venture between a private equity firm and a natural gas company. In July, the refinery complex, now known as Philadelphia Energy Solutions, hit a milestone, ramping up shipments to 5 trains of Bakken crude a week. July is also when the derailment of Lac Mégantic happened. Inspectors have since concluded that the tankers on the train were mislabeled. Samples from cars that didn't ignite show the oil inside was actually more flammable than shipping documents reported. Canadian officials have warned U.S. regulators to check for that problem, but the Federal Rail Administration's already on it. Back in March, the agency started planning unannounced spot inspections of crude suppliers and transporters. Nancy Kinner is director of the Coastal Response Research Center at the University of New Hampshire. She says in general, rail has a pretty safe track record. Most incidents are caused by human error.
Where humans override a system that is designed for protection or don't believe the data that's being given to them or simply make a bad judgment.
Kinner says mislabeled shipments are a prime example of that. And there could be consequences for local emergency planners trying to prevent or clean up after accidents. In Pennsylvania, the Public Utility Commission also does spot inspections of tracks, rail cars, and shipping documents to make sure transporters are complying with federal rules. Emergency planning is left to counties. Turns out, federal law doesn't require railroads to share information about hazardous shipments with them. But Philadelphia Fire Commissioner Lloyd Ayers says CSX regularly communicates with the department. He couldn't say how often that happens.
But it's well before the shipment, so we'll know the chemical or the hazard that's coming through, where its destination is, where it originated from, and what the quantities are, so we could be prepared.
A spokeswoman for the railroad told State Impact that CSX shares information with local fire departments, quote, upon request. But CSX would not confirm what or even if it's shipping to Philadelphia Energy Solutions. The refinery denied a request for an interview about rail safety in the wake of the Canadian accident. But we did get an invitation to the grand opening of its permanent rail facility and an email from a spokeswoman saying Philadelphia Energy Solutions enthusiastically supports safety inspections. Meanwhile, the CEO says the company is on the verge of becoming the single largest consumer of Bakken oil. Next month, it'll be welcoming two trains a day, each carrying 70,000 gallons of crude. Rail fans like Robert King are out there watching it all unfold and capturing it on film. So did King get the perfect shot of that first oil train?
I'm just looking ahead of me to see the train coming from down the river and looking behind me to see if this other train's coming.
Suddenly, the oil train rounded the corner, a blue and yellow CSX engine leading about 100 black tanker cars stretching more than a mile long.
This thing's big and slow and heavy.
King put his camera right up against the fence of the pedestrian bridge. He focused the lens just as the two trains began to sail slowly and smoothly side by side and snapped. Katie Culinary, State Impact, Pennsylvania.